ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। यस्माज्जातम् जगत् सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि शिक्षावल्याम् एकादशः अनुवाकः। यान्यनवद्यानि कर्माणि तानि सेवितव्यानि नो इतराणि यान्यस्माकग्सुचरितानि तानि त्वयोपास्यानि नो इतराणि ये केचास्मच्छ्रेयागंसो ब्रह्मणाः तेषाम् त्वयासनेन प्रश्वसितव्यम्। श्रद्धया देयम् अश्रद्धया देयम् श्रिया देयम् ह्रिया देयम् भिया देयम् संविदा देयम्। अथ यदि ते कर्म विचिकित्सा वा वृत्तविचिकित्सा वा स्यात्। दिस् इस् अ पोर्शन् वी हाव् टु सी टुडे। अथ यदि ते कर्म विचिकित्सा वा वृत्तविचिकित्सा वा स्यात्। अथ यदि ते कर्म विचिकित्सा वा वृत्तविचिकित्सा वा स्यात्। ये तत्र ब्राह्मणा सम्मर्षिणः ये तत्र ब्राह्मणा सम्मर्षिणः युक्ता आयुक्ताः अलोक्षा धर्मकामास्युः यथा ते तत्र वर्तेरन् तथा तत्र वर्तेथाः अथाभ्याख्यातेषु अथाभ्याख्यातेषु ये तत्र ब्राह्मणा सम्मर्षिणः ये तत्र ब्राह्मणा सम्मर्षिणः युक्ता आयुक्ताः अलोक्षा धर्मकामास्युः अलोक्षा धर्मकामास्युः यथा ते तेषु वर्तेरन् यथा ते तेषु वर्तेरन् तथा तेषु वर्तेथाः तथा तेषु वर्तेथाः येष आदेशः येष उपदेशः येष आदेशः येष उपदेशः येषा वेदोपनिषत् येतदनुशासनम् येतदनुशासनम् एवमुपासितव्यम् ఏవముపాసితవ్యం ఏవముచైతదుపాస్యం ఏవముచైతదుపాస్యం. అథ యది తే కర్మ విచికిత్సా వా వృత్త విచికిత్సా వా స్యాత్. So here, in this section, and then the section is concluding portion of the section, 11th section, Upanishad presents its instructions in the form of instructions of the teacher to his students. If we have any doubt, vichikitsa, vichikitsa, be very careful. The word chikitsate, the verb chikitsate means treats, cures. That's a chikitsa, even in Tamil, it means treatment. Chikitsa means treatment. They call it sihichai. Chikitsa. And chikitsalayaha means hospital. The place of treatment. But if we add V, it becomes a doubt. Samshayaha. Vichikitsa. Just the prefix V completely changes the meaning. Vichikitsa means doubt. Doubt in what? Karma. In performing rituals. If there is any doubt, what should be done? Which is appropriate in a given context, etc. Then vritta vichikitsa. Vrittam here means conduct, in social conduct. In a certain situation, in a given condition, given context, how I should behave, what should be my conduct. Vritta vichikitsa. Va syat. Yadi, if. He says, te means for you. If there is any doubt in performing actions or in how you conduct yourself in a given situation, in society, social life, vritta vichikitsa vasyat, then what we should do? Of course, as I said, we have three sources of knowledge, three pramanams, shruti, smriti and Sishtacharaha. Sishtaha. Shruti, Smriti and Sishtaha. The people who have profound knowledge of this Shastram and who themselves live their knowledge and are role models. Who themselves live life of Dharma and are committed to the Shastram. And mainly their well-wishers. The non-judgmental well-wishers of the all. Such people, elders, they are refined-minded people, the cultured people, are said to be Brahmanaha. They must be approached for help. And they, we must seek their guidance and help. Not simply seeking guidance, then we should also follow their instructions. That's the teaching here. Atha, then, yadi, if, yadi literally means if, in case, te vichikitsa syat, if there is any doubt. Doubt in what? Karma vichikitsa. Karma vichikitsa, if there is any doubt pertaining to an action, doubt regarding a course of action, then vritta vichikitsa. Vritta means a conduct here. Vritta vichikitsa, there is any doubt regarding the conduct, the social conduct. the conduct in life, then what we should do, doubt comes, do not know how we should behave, what should be done, then definitely there must be suhu. There must be, there should be, there would be brahmanaha. And who are the brahmanaha? Literally you can say brahmanaha, wise people, people of wisdom. People of wisdom means people who have knowledge of the shastram. The wise people are the mature people. Mature people are people who are peaceful themselves and who are relaxed and who have, because of their wisdom, and who can guide objectively. So brahmanaha tatra brahmanaha syuhu. Ye brahmanaha tatra syuhu means what? Those people who must be there, who must be wise in that relevant respective place. Ye tatra brahmanaha syuhu. Those people who are brahmana, wise people, who must be there. And brahmanaha, who are the brahmanaha? He says, sammarshinaha. Sammarshinaha. See, marshayati. Ye marshayanti te sammarshinaha. Who analyze everything thoroughly, thereby who have the discriminative knowledge, who are highly discriminating. Sammarshinaha. And yuktaha. Usually the word yuktaha means the one, generally the word yuktaha is mostly used in the sense of the person of integrity, the integrated minded, the one whose thought, word and deed are in alignment, a noble person, straightforward person, the person of Rijita Arjavam is said to be Yuktaha. Generally, a person who strictly lives a life of Karma Yoga is said to be a person of integrity, the one whose thought, word and deed are in alignment, a noble person. But here, the word Yuktaha used in the sense of people who have lived their lives, who have experience also. Yuktaha, people of life experiences. Not only simple people of life experiences, people who have lived the profound knowledge of the Shastram, always following Shastram. Therefore, people who also have experienced life experiences, having lived a life in conformity with the teaching. Such people, Yuktaha, then Ayuktaha. So Ayuktaha means people who are non-judgmental. It means non-judgmental, not only that, who do not side any party, anybody in specifically. So impartial people, impartial, non-judgmental, impartial people. Ayuktaha. Then alukshaha. We are going to see in the Bhashyam beautifully. Alukshaha means people of very care and concern. Alukshaha means people of care and concern are the people who are very compassionate people, highly considerate people, highly considerate people of concern, can care. So non affection, alukshaha. Dharmakamaha. Dharmakamaha means what? Lovers of dharma. Literal meaning. But dharmakamaha means people who strictly are committed to, who are strictly committed to live a life of dharma. who would not compromise with dharma for anything. Dharma kamaha. So these are the word, the brahmanaha is further explained. Brahmanaha are the people, the wise people, samarshinaha, yuktaha, ayuktaha, dharma kamaha. These people, we must always observe them, see them, and approach them for help, or even see how they would have behaved in such situations. Vartetaha, tatra yatha vartetaha. So here, vartetaha is second person verb, imperative verb. Vartetaha, may you follow, may you remain in such a way. May you remain in such a way means what? May you conduct yourself. May you be there. Simply vartetaha means may you be there. May you be as they are. Which means may you conduct yourself. When tatra, tatra means in that specific situation, in that given situation, how you should conduct yourself, how you should behave, what should you do in that specific given situation? Tatha. So you behave in such a way. Tatha means in such a way, in such a manner. Yatha te varteran. How you behave in such a way as these wise people would behave in such situation. Your behavior in a given situation, if you have any doubt, must be in keeping with such, the behavior of such people. So you conduct yourself in a given situation in such a way as those wise people would conduct themselves in such situation. How, what they would have done, may you do that. It means you take them as your guide, role models. This is the literal teach of this first thing, portion. Atha yadi te karmasu vichikitsa va ar vritteshu vichikitsa, vritte vichikitsa, vritta vichikitsa, karma vichikitsa or vritta vichikitsa va syat, if that is for you, then tatra ye sammarshinaha, yuktaha, ayuktaha, alukshaha, dharmakamaha, brahmanaha syuhu. There must be yatha te tatra varteran, yatha te tatra varteran. How they would have behaved in such situation. Tatha tatra vartetaha. May you conduct yourself in such a way how te tatra varteta varteran. Tvam tatha tatra vartetaha yatha te tatra varteran. May you conduct yourself in such a way how such wise people would have conducted themselves in or behaved in such a situation. What they would have done, may you do that. Yatha te tatra varteran tatha te vartetaha tatha tvam vartetaha tatra. The tvam is implied. This is the first instruction. Then, so anyway, whatever it is, there's no compromise with dharma anywhere. dharma must be choicelessly followed. Who are these people, wise people? Wise people are the people finally reduced to what? Who would not compromise with dharma for anything, universal values. And their strict commitment to dharma itself is based on the commitment to the whole Vedic teaching. Because they know the value of dharma. So definitely, they think well, analyze well, and they behave in a certain way in conformity with dharma. Therefore, may you follow their instructions or their guidance, seeing them how they, what they would have done. One must conduct oneself in such a way. That is the teaching given here first. Here, an important lesson is, in Veda Shastram we understand, Pujya Swamiji very beautifully, elaborately discussed this topic of dharma in many, many, many of his small books, which even we are reading now. The small books. And in Bhagavad Gita, of course, he has beautifully explained in his course. In Value of Values books, he explained the dharma topic. Pujya Swamiji has really explained very well. That is how even Swamiji established, beautifully explained even this concept of Bhagawan being in the form of universal, natural, moral law and order. Bhagawan as an order. Pujya Swamiji makes us understand just by discussing the topic of dharma. Anyway, I'm not going to elaborate everything here. So dharma is of two types. We say samanya dharmaha and visesha dharmaha. Samanya dharmaha, visesha dharmaha. Samanya dharmaha are universal values. And visesha dharmaha are individual values. And samanya dharmaha must be followed. Because they are universally valuable by all people of all times, of all places. They are suitable. Therefore, samanya dharma always holding good for all people of all times, of all places, should be followed strictly. Samanya dharmaha. We know very well, speaking the truth, not telling lies, not cheating, not betraying, not wounding, not hurting, not offending, physically, orally, or mentally. So ahimsa. All these values, speaking the truth, not stealing, not robbing, not betraying, not cheating, all of them must be followed, ultimately in order not to hurt. Because doing any of these things, telling lies, or not speaking the truth, telling lies, definitely telling lies, cheating, betraying, stealing, all these things then naturally would result in what? Hurting other person. They were himsa. Is a papa karma. Though ahimsa is said to be paramaha dharmaha. Ahimsa is the most exalted of all the values. If I do not want to hurt other person means not simply not hurting physically, orally, in any of my behavior, even my, I must take care of what I speak, I must take care of what I do, I must take care of. Okay, so not stealing, not robbing, not cheating, all these must be strictly followed in order not to offend, hurt others. And the way we do hurt, how much we hurt a person may differ. The degree of hurt may differ, but still definitely not following these would result in hurting other person. Therefore, Ahimsa is said to be Paramaha Dharmaha, Ahimsa Paramo Dharmaha, exalt of the values. So these values are acceptable, suitable for all people of all times, of all places. That's why they are known as universal values, universally valued values. So one should not compromise with this. Of course, we have individual values, Vishesha Dharmaha, specifically followed by a group of people, people of certain culture. I always give this example always. If I like to keep, you know, the tilakam on my forehead, some people would be different ways of having your own, you know, mark on the forehead. In India, we have, you know, people have different types of, you know, marks on their forehead, in keeping with whichever tradition they follow. This is purely the cultural value. Cultural value. If a person in England, people, you can't see people going with the basma on their forehead, or urdhva, you know, tilakam, or some any dot, you can't see, because it is purely cultural value. In India, definitely we value that. Even the dress also, in keeping with the climatic condition, there's a culture, it's all cultural values. We wear a sari, and when we wear dhoti, they value that in an occasion. They would not like people going and wearing pants for the into yagyashala. Because it's a cultural, purely a cultural value, suitable in a given place, in a given situation, in keeping the desha kala, time and place, situation, cultural values. Some individual values also there. So I prefer having only fruit for my breakfast. I do not want to do something. Individual value. So in following these individual values or cultural values, because we have certain, we know the value of what we are doing. One must follow one's cultural values and individual values, no problem. One can follow. But even following one's cultural individual values must be in conformity with universal values. My following my cultural values or individual values should not be at the cost of, you know, make other person suffer or wounded. Make other person, in hurting other person. You should not cause other person's hurt. I should not criticize others who do not follow what I am following. So I should not cause any hurt. So these are the cultural, individual, universal values are there. And these, but universal values, one should not compromise with the universal values. One must follow them. That's why in following individual and cultural values also, one should see that one does not go against the universal values. It's very important for a Vaidika, especially for any mumukshu, for any jignyasu, for any persona purushartha nischaya, it is very important to follow these values. Anyway, so here, but these sometimes, apart from this, certain things, and these all these values, instructions are based on the Shruti and Smriti, mainly Shruti. Shruti is teaching. Sometimes, if in keeping with the place where you are, the time where you are, the situation where you are, it may not be possible to follow. Then what should we do then? I must do this, but I can't follow any situation. This is what, you know, vritta vichikitsa, और कर्म विचिकित्सा. देन शास्त्रम गिव्स अ 10 फेसलेट रूप फॉर इंटरप्रिटेशन हाउ वी कैन मेक पॉसिबल चेंजेस विदाउट गोइंग अगेंस्ट द धर्म विदाउट गोइंग अगेंस्ट द शास्त्र टीचिंग. सो एनी चेंज विच कैन बी डन ऑल्सो मस्ट बी इन कन्फॉर्मिटी विद शास्त्र टीचिंग. That is why we always follow elders who have profound knowledge of the Shastram. Not only they have profound knowledge of the Shastram, they live in conformity with the Shastra teaching. And they are also well-wishers in society, they are very objective. Such people, we should see how they behave in such situations, how they conduct themselves, what they do. So seeing them, following them, taking their guidance, we also must follow. We also must do. That's why he says, Yatha te tatra varteran tata tum tatra varte thaha. In such a situation, in a given place, in a given time, these wise people who are there, how they conduct themselves, how they, what they do, how they behave. May you conduct yourself in such a way. May you do the same thing. This is the main teaching here. Okay. Then next question comes. Athabhya akhyateshu. Again, Buddha does not say long, does not give a long sentence. Talks about abhyakhyataha. See, khyataha is a participle. Khyataha participle used as an adjective also. Khyata participle, khyataha adjective. Khyataha means what? A popular person, well-known person, person of fame is khyataha. Khyata. Akhyataha, khyata means known. Akhyata means narrated. The prefix akhya, narrated. Also known. Abhi, when you add, it gives completely different meaning. Abhi, akhyata. Abhyakhyataha. Abhyakhyataha is a person who is accused as a wrongdoer. A person is accused as a wrongdoer and who has charges against him as a wrongdoer. The person who has charges against him, himself, against him as a wrongdoer. But whose wrong action has not yet been proved. Whether he really has committed wrong, something wrong, whether he has really transgressed dharma, whether he has really done something not acceptable at all or not, but that has not yet been proved. Because of some doubt, he must have been accused as a person of wrong action, having charges against him. Such a person, how should we consider? Because it is very important for a Vaidika to associate himself with only right people, righteous people. See, the Panchamahapatakas, the five worst sins. Definitely, a Vaidika, a person of Purusharta Nischayaha, who is committed to Jnanam and Moksha, is a person who is committed to Bhagavan, who is committed to Dharma. Such a person definitely should not involved in any of these Mahapatakams. Even ordinary simple papam he should not do. So Pancha Mahapatakams definitely he cannot. He should not. And one of those Pancha Mahapatakams is actually associating oneself with the papi, a sinner. Sinner means the people who always do wrong things. And wrong things, and they earn fame, name, popularity, wealth, influence, power, everything through wrong means. But there's somebody in the society. Such people, maybe some people, they're very, highly influential people. And should we associate ourselves with such people or not? Because Shastram says no. It is, general rule is what? If you have to be righteous, very difficult to live a life of dharma. Therefore, in order to, one must make all possible efforts to live a life of dharma. In order to be able to live a life of dharma, my friendship, my association also must be with people of dharma. Having friendship, associating myself with people who do not follow dharma, how is it possible for me? Very difficult. Therefore, Shastram says, associating oneself with an adharmi is a papa karma, a mahapapam that is. However clean and righteous person you are, but your friendship association with the wrong person means you are supporting dharma, adharma. Therefore, it becomes a papa karma. But now here comes the doubt. There is an abhyakhyataha. Abhyakhyataha, the person who is said to be a wrong person, wrongdoer, and he does have charges against him, but his case has not yet been proved. What should we do? If he is not a wrongdoer, if we reject him, it's a papam again. But because he has charges against him, he's also a wrongdoer. Still there's a doubt, isn't it? Therefore, towards such people, abhyakhyateshu, regarding these people, how must be my behavior? How should I conduct myself? What should I do? That's why the question comes. Again, the same words are repeated. There are wise people, brahmanaha, the well-wishers, who do not think of doing any harm to anybody, who live dharma, who know dharma, who know the values, who live values, and who have people of wide vision, and highly refined people, and such people, and they are also they analyze and arrive at the conclusions. They don't make easily. Such people discriminate, people of discrimination, samarshina, and they have living a life of dharma. They also have with experience. They have life experiences. They're highly experienced people. And ayuktaha, alokshaha, people of great concern, and they are themselves dharma kamaha. Therefore, brahmanaha, samarshinaha, yuktaha, ayuktaha, alokshaha, dharma kamaha. Beautiful description of these wise people. So, yatha te teshu varteran. See how these wise people are towards such people. How they conduct themselves in such situations, what they do with these people. Yatha te teshu varteran, how they behave, treat them, how they are towards such people. Tatha teshu vartetaha. Tatha teshu vartetaha. मेयु तथा तेषु वर्तेताः मे यू आल्सो बी लाइक देम एग्जैक्टली हाउ दे आर इन सच सिचुएशंस सो मे योर कॉन्डक्ट मे योर बिहेवियर मे व्हाट यू डू बी इन कीपिंग विद देयर गाइडेंस हाउ दे डू हाउ दे लिव हाउ दे कंडक्ट देमसेल्व्स saying that Upanishad yeshah adeshah this is the strict instruction of the shastram yeshah upadeshah this is the teaching of the shastram yesha vedopanishad upanishad The word Upanishad has many meanings. Main meaning is Brahma Vidya. Always Pramana Grantha. We say here Upanishad means secret here. Why it's a secret? What we cannot learn from anywhere else, you understand here. That's why it's a secret. Esha Vedopanishad means Vedasya Upanishad. Vedopanishad. This is the secret vision of the Veda. Etad Anushasanam. Again, the word Anushasanam has many meanings. This is the strict instruction. Already I said, Adeshaha. This is the commandment I said. Etad Anushasanam. This is Yetad Anushasanam. This is the commandment. Evam Upasitavyam. In this manner, life must be thoughtfully lived in conformity with Shastra teaching. Sometimes even such strict teachings needed certain interpretations to have slight changes to be able to follow. Sometimes all those strict instructions may not be followed. It may not be possible to follow all those strict instructions. For example, even Agnihotram karma to perform, even in India it is not practical. The person who performs Agnihotram karma should be back every day in his house. He cannot go anywhere. And we have to use only water drawn from the well. You can't take even certain things are there. You cannot use compressor, no, the pump. Pump the water from the bore well. You have to only draw from the well. Even today, there are some people strictly following Nityagnihotris. I know some people who are still living in Kerala and all. Even today they follow, but I tell you, it's impossible, impractical, even for other people, even in India. So, that is why such difficulty which cannot be followed at all, they all must be interpreted with such slight changes in keeping with place, time and situation. Desha kala vartamana manusrutya. But such interpretations also with the changes must be in keeping with the Shastra teaching. One cannot change as one wants to change. Changes can be made. So, Shastram does give room for such slight changes in interpretations to be able to follow them. But even that change must be in conformity with the Shastra teaching. That is why we have to follow these elders. The elders means not simply vayovruddhaha. I mean people who have experienced, people who are elders but who lived dharma, who are still living dharma. Such elders should be followed. So yetad upasitavyam means, so life must be lived thoughtfully in this manner. Upasitavyam, upasam, same meaning. One word is potential passive participle. Another word is what? With tavya affix. Upasitavyam, upasyam means the same. This life must be lived thoughtfully. That one should see whatever possible changes a person makes in interpretation, interpreting the Shastra's instructions, and they all must be, again, any change also must be in conformity with the Shastra teaching. So this is how one must strictly live one's life in this manner. Upasitavyam upasyam. Yetad evam. We see the last word. Evam cha. Evam u. Evam u cha yetad evam cha. You can see evam u cha yetad cha etad chaitad cha and evam in this manner. Yetad upasyam. This must be followed. This is how life should be lived thoughtfully. Evam u. Evam upasitavyam. Evam upasitavyam first. Evam u cha etad upasyam. That last u doesn't have any nipataha. Evam u upasyam. Etad upasyam. This is how life should be lived. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Athayadite karma vichikitsava vritta vichikitsava syat yetatra brahmana asamarshinaha yukta ayuktaha aloksha dharma kamasyuhu yathate tatra varteran tatha tatra vartethaha athabhya akhyateshu yetatra brahmana asamarshinaha yukta ayuktaha aloksha dharma kamasyuhu yathate teshu varteran tatha teshu vartethaha yesha adeshaha yesha upadeshaha yesha vedopanishat yetadanushasanam yevamupasitavyam yevamuchaitadupasyam. This is the literal meaning. Let us see the bhashyam. See, atha, then, evam vartamanasya, evam vartamanasya, evam vartamanaha means what? Then, evam vartamanaha means you who are in this manner wanting to live a life of dharma. Now you are here wanting to live a life of dharma. You are here wanting to live a life in conformity with the Shastra teaching. For you, for such a you, evam vartamanasya, yadi, if, kadachit, may not be always, sometimes, kadachit. Yadi kadachit, if sometimes, te means what? Tava, for you. Te is the mantra word. Shankar Gautpada gives the equivalent word. Tava, for you. Shraute smarteva karmani. Shraute smarteva karmani. In karma prescribed by the Shruti Veda, or in karma regarding the karma, the locative case is used, you have to use what regarding. Regarding the karma prescribed by the Shruti or Smriti, Shraute smarteva karmani. Vritte va. So vritta means what? Achara lakshani. Vrittam is the word, some mantra word used in the mantra. And Shankara Bhagavatpada says achara lakshani in the form of a social conduct. Vritte va achara lakshani. So Shraute smarteva karmani. Achara lakshaneva. Vritteva means achara lakshaneva. Regarding the social conduct or regarding the performance of ritual prescribed by the Shruti or the Smriti. Any field. Vichikitsa. Vichikitsa means what? Samshayaha. Vichikitsa is equal to samshayaha. Syat. If there is any doubt. If there is any doubt regarding this, then religious activity or social activity. Social behavior, social conduct, or in religious, performing religious rituals. Or Shruti Smriti ordained certain duties. Now, in everything, in anything, if there is any doubt, achara lakshaneva vichikitsa samshayaha syat. Ye tatra. Tatra means tasmin deshe kaleva. See, ye, he does not explain. We all know women. Ye means those who. Third person plural relative pronoun. Ye means those people who are there. Tatra. Tatra means vakutra. Tasmin deshe, in that respective place wherever you are. The time whenever you need it. Deshe kale, the respective time and place. Brahmanaha. Who brahmanaha means who? He says, tatra karmadav yuktaha. Very important. Brahmanaha, literally we can say wise people. See, a jnani is a brahmanaha. Who is a brahmanaha? Brahma jnanam yasyasti saha brahmanaha. Yasti also has said. The one who lives his, places his mind always in Brahma, Vedashastram, he is a brahmanaha. One who strictly follows the dharma, he is a brahmanaha. Guna brahmanaha, he said. So, yetitra brahmanaha. See, not only they know the teaching, they also live the teaching. Not only they have the knowledge of dharma. See, having the knowledge of dharma means living the life, well, dharma, all dharma, the knowledge of dharma, living the dharma. Therefore, karmadav yuktaha, karmadav yuktaha. Iti vyavahitena sambandha kartavyaha. The word yuktaha is there. So vyavahitena sambandha kartavyaha means Kanka Bhagavatpada says there must be connection of this word karmadav yuktaha iti. They must be connected. The word is of, listen, no? The distant word must be connected. Karmada yuktaha iti vyavahitena sambandha kartavyaha. If you connect that word, then what should be the meaning you should get? Karmada yuktaha, not sikmi yuktaha means karmada yuktaha. People who are endowed with the knowledge of dharma, knowledge of karma, and who live their knowledge. Such people, karmadav yuktaha. So whatever they do, definitely, even if they make slight changes in interpreting the commandments, still there are any interpretation, any change made of interpretation also in keeping with the shastra. Therefore, karmadav yuktaha means people who themselves have profound knowledge of the shastram, who themselves follow the teachings. They are karmadav yuktaha. We teach this is the mantra. Sammarshinaha. Sammarshinaha. Very nice meaning. Vicharakshamaha. Sammarshinaha means vicharakshamaha. See, kshamaha means the person of capability. The person of capability is kshamaha. Here, vicharakshamaha means people who are capable of analyzing properly, thereby in keeping with the proper analysis, who are capable of interpreting properly. Okay, people who are highly capable of giving proper interpretations through proper analysis are vicharakshamaha. See, in order to give a proper interpretation, one must be able to analyze properly. That's why vicharakshamaha are the people who are capable of appropriate analysis and appropriate interpretations. Vicharakshamaha. They are sammarshinaha. I mean, who have got them soaked in the shastram, so that they are capable of doing it. Vicharakshamaha. Yuktaha. Move on to next word. Yuktaha. Yuktaha means what? Already he said. Abhiyuktaha. Yuktaha is equal to abhiyuktaha. Karmani vritteva. Karmani vritteva. People who involve themselves in performing rituals and performing activities are also who themselves live strictly, follow, who are of righteous conduct. Vritteva, karmaniva, abhiyuktaha. So these are the people who must be approached, who must be approached for guidance, or they must be followed as the role models. Ayuktaha. See, ayuktaha is a chandasa prayogaha. See, yuktaha, what is the opposite of yuktaha? Ayuktaha. Yuktaha, opposite is ayuktaha. But here, युक्ताः अव्युक्ताः ओके हू themselves holistically live a life of dharma who follow the shastra teaching having the profound knowledge such people are yuktaah abyuktaah ayuktaah means what people who are not who do not follow the shastra teaching other people so ayuktaah the ayuktaah is a chandasa prayogah ayuktaah is taken as ayuktaah who are they aparayuktaah 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 means people who do not follow the shastra teaching but they are influenced by some other things aparyuktaha people who do not look up to these people but they go to some other help go towards others for help who do not have shastra in their life but who are influenced by other things non shastra thing factors aparyuktaha so such people should not be approached alukshaha so people whom we approach this brahmanaha samarshinaha yuktaha abhyuktaha they are not ayuktaha aparayuktaha these people who cannot be easily influenced who are not at all influenced by anything else other than the shastram because shastra teaching is complete by itself alukshaha now he moves on to the next word alukshaha means what arukshaha alukshaha means arukshaha arukshaha means what akrura matayah so rukshaha arukshaha purushaha is a kruramatihi rukshaha lukshaha rukshaha this la and ra can be changed lukshaha rukshaha means kruramatihi the cunning minded cruel minded is krudamatihi krudamati cunning cruel minded that is akruramatayah akruramatayam people of compassion akruramataya people of concern consideration compassion or akrur alukshaha dharmakamaha very important word this is okay dharm people who are always conscious of living their lives in conformity with dharma Pujya Swami used to say how living a life of dharma means being always very alert in order not to go do anything wrong we always living a life of dharma means being conscious of not going against dharma which means always being very alert this alertness in life in strictly follow living a life of dharma that's why alertness contributes for intellectual sharpness buddhi tikshata intellectual sharpness that's why you live a life of dharma living a life of dharma contributes for intellectual sharpness can you believe how because you have to be alert all the time you have to be conscious you have to be very thoughtful this alert, being alert, alertness in life, in due course of time contributes to our intellectual sharpness. That's why even Veda Parayana, when they do, they're very alert in following the swara, accent, pronunciation, everything. They have to be strict. The Shraddha, when they chant, that contributes for also what? That Veda Parayana itself gives intellectual sharpness. Okay. So, Dharma Kamaha, one thing, the people who strictly, consciously, thoughtfully live a life of Dharma, because they are also conscious of what? Adrushtam. Because they are accumulating only Punya Prarabdha. Punya. Adrushta Punya Adrushtam. Adrushtarthinaha. Adrushtar, people who are conscious of accumulating only Adrushtam Punyam. Adrushtarthinaha. Adrushtarthinah akamahatah. Akamaha, beautiful. Akamahatah means what? Kamaihi na hatah. Kamaihi na hatah. They are not killed means what? They are not afflicted, troubled, disturbed, enslaved by the desires. They are not enslaved by their desires and afflicted by their desires. Desires may arise, but they are conscious of only earning punyam, because adrushtarthinaha, adrushta punyarthinaha. They want to have only punyam in their account. They do not want to have pap in their account. Therefore, they are not easily, they are not disturbed, afflicted, affected by desires. Which means they have mastery over their desires. They are not enslaved by the desires. So whoever lives a life of dharma strictly has a mastery over one's desires. Because desires may arise, but they do not go against dharma for the sake of fulfilling their desires. If a person go against dharma for the sake of fulfilling one's desire because of the pressure of the desire, means he is a slave of his desire. The person who has mastery over his desire is the one who has a desire, but who will not do anything wrong, would not go against dharma to fulfill his desire. The person who has the capacity not to go against dharma in order to fulfill his desire is not pressure, who is not a slave of his desire. That is what is said be akamahataha, kamaihi na hataha. They are not afflicted, tormented by their desires. They are not enslaved by their desires. They have mastery over their desires. Therefore, they will do only what is right. Their actions will not be governed by their. Their actions are always governed by the knowledge of right and wrong. Therefore, they have mastery over their desires. Who have enslaved desires. Therefore, dharma kamaha, who are committed to live a life of dharma, means they are conscious of earning their punya adrushtam punyam. Adrushtarthinaha akamahataha. Such people, iti etad, this is the meaning. Syuhu is a verb which means bhaveyuhu. It's a potential, it's a ling. Potential mood verb, bhaveyuhu, there must be, there should be, there would be. People, brahmanaha, who are of these attributes, who are yuktaha, ayuktaha means what? Aparyuktaha, aluksha, people who have clear, profound understanding of Veda Shastram cannot be influenced by anything else easily at all. Their influence means their steadfastness in the Shastram is not there. Need not be influenced, because Veda Shastram teaches the way of life, the non-improvably well-designed way of life. Because dharma, the whole way of life governed by dharma, which is acceptable for any people of any times, any cultures. Ye yatha yena prakarena brahmanaha tatra tasmin karmani vritteva varteran. Te brahmanaha, such people, yatha, yatha means what? Yena prakarena yatha te tatra varteran. The word yatha he explains. Yatha means as. As means what here? Yena prakarena, in which manner? Yena prakarena, by which manner? Yena prakarena brahmanaha, tatra means what? Tasvin karmani vritteva, in that specific action, the specific situation, specific time, or in regarding their conduct also, vritteva, sorry, vritteva, karmani vritteva, in doing an action or in their behavior or conduct, vartheran, how exactly, in which manner they remain in a given situation, how they behave, how they conduct themselves, how they do. Tatha tvamapi vartetaha. Tvamapi tatha vartetaha. May you also conduct yourself in the way they conduct themselves in such situations. So, one more teaching here. Every one of us should try to become a Brahmana. By birth, doesn't matter how, whatever you are. Aim of Veda Shastram is to convert every Abrahmana into a Brahmana. So, the teaching, the value of Dharma based on the vision, the goal of life, based on the vision of the goal of life, is understood, then there's no possibility of compromising the Dharma. That's why Shastram does not change us, or we do not change ourselves, others do not change us, but the change is brought about in the part of everyone if this understanding, and by the understanding of this teaching. The Brahmanaha are those who are strictly following Dharma, the Vedic teaching, the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. They are not at all influenced by anything else. So, Parayuktaha means people who are endowed with certain understandings based on influence of other things, other teachings or other things. But Aparayuktaha, not at all influenced by anything else. Just because they strictly follow the Vedic way of life does not mean they are non-accommodative. They can accommodate anything else also. Other people, other views, other teachings, other cultures, from their standpoint, accommodating does not mean oneself changing, isn't it? So accommodating is out of, again, that's because of the vision, because of the compassion, because of the concern, because of the care, because of the being non-judgmental, because of their universal wisdom. Accommodation must be there. At the same time, he doesn't allow himself to be influenced by others. Such a person is said to be aparayuktaha. Brahmanaha are aparayuktaha, not parayuktaha. Here brahmanaha. What is the proof? Aparayuktaha. Okay, with this, okay, what the next sentence? Atha, then abhyakhyateshu. Abhyakhyateshu. He comments upon that word, abhyakhyateshu. Okay, now Shankaracharya says first, abhyakhyataha. Who are abhyakhyataha? Abhyuktaha. Abhyuktaha. Abhyakhyataha are abhyuktaha. They are associated with what? Doshena. They are connected with something wrong, something improper. How? Sandihyamanena doshena sanyojitaha. Sandihyamanaha doshaha. So improper action. The abhyakhyataha are the people who have charge against them and are accused of their connection with something seriously improper, something non-righteous, as immoral behavior, improper action. But even though they are connected, somehow they are mistaken to be, they're connected with something non-righteous, improper, immoral action or behavior. Still, the charge against them is still being doubted. Sandihyamanaha doshaha. Not clearly convinced. Sandihyamanaha doshaha. Sandihyamanena doshena abhyuktaha. Means sayojitaha. Sayojitaha means they are connected. The people who are connected with something very, very unacceptable, immoral, improper behavior or action, which has not yet been proved to be really, the person has not yet been proved to be wrongdoer. Only this doubt alone is there. He might have done it. Kenachit. Teshucha. Yathoktam sarvam upanayet. Yathoktam sarvam upanayet. Teshucha. Sarvam yatoktam upanayet. Whatever has been said here, what one should do when a person has doubt in one's doing one's duty or in one's social conduct, when a doubt comes, what one should do, what instruction has been given, the same instruction is given. Yatoktam sarvam upanayet. The same thing must be taken there, must be followed. Yetatra ityadi. Yetatra brahmana asammarshinaha yukta ayuktaha aluksha dharmaka masyuhu yathate tatra varteran tathate tathate vartetaha. The same instruction must be followed there. which means how these brahmanaha, samarshinaha, alokshaha, dharmakamaha, how they would behave or conduct themselves in such a situation, how they would treat such people. The person sandihyamanena doshena sanyojitaha, person, the person who's connected with some doubtfully connected with the wrong action, skeptically, doubtfully connected with some wrong action. These brahmanaha, how they would behave with them? The same way you must treat them, behave with them. I do not know whether he's done it or not, but people are talking everywhere. There's a talk, television news. What should I do? You know, how should I treat that person? How should I associate myself with that person? What should I do with that person? Then there you must see there also how our brahmanaha, dharmakamaha, how they treat them, how they behave with them, how they associate with them. See, accordingly may you also follow their actions, their behavior, their attitude. Yeshaha adeshaha. Adeshaha also means instruction. Adesha means vidhi. Shankaracharya says this is the commandment. Yeshaha upadeshaha. This is the teaching, instruction. Putradi bhya pitradi naam. Very nice. Which father would give? Would not give instructions. Any instruction father gives, 100% he means, he must be meaning well for the child, for his son. That is why pitradinam putradibhyah upadeshah. This is very strong instruction, strict instruction. We should be followed strictly, like the instructions of the fathers to their sons. Sometimes people may ask, should be followed strictly, like what? Like the instructions of the fathers to their sons. Which means fathers' instructions must be followed in India. Even if sometimes they're not wrong, they're not okay also, we have to explain to them, but definitely we don't talk back. Sometimes even the parents' instructions are not acceptable also, we have to politely, doing namaskaram, we have to explain to them. And then we make them understand, we get their consent. Definitely we do not talk back. That is there in traditional families. Pitradinam putradibhyaha yatha upadeshaha. This upadesha, this instruction given by the shastram in this section must be followed strictly, like the instructions of the fathers given to their sons. Yesha Vedopanishad. See, Vedopanishad is one word. Vedaha is a pullinga shabda. Upanishad is a strilinga shabda. So, Yesha Vedopanishad is one word. Yesha Vedopanishad means what? Veda Rahasyam. This is the secret of the Veda Shastram. What does it mean? Vedarthaha ityetat. Vedartha means this is the secret of the the voluminous portion of the Vedashastram, otherwise known as Karmakanda. This is Dharma Jnanam. This is the secret of Dharma Shastram. The Karma Upasana Kanda, the voluminous portion of Vedashastram is Karma Kanda. Don't take Karma Kanda for granted. This is the essence of the Karma Kanda. This is the core teaching of the Karma Kanda. This is the secret of the Karma Kanda of the Veda. Now tell me, how can we reject, ignore Karma Kanda? We may not be able to perform the rituals, but this is the vision behind the Karma Kanda. This is the core essence of, this is the essence of the Karma Kanda. Yeshaha Vedopan, Esha Vedopanishat, Yetad Veda Rahasyam, Yeshaha Vedarthaha. See, all three pronouns you get. Yesha Vedopanishat, Yetad Veda Rahasyam, Yeshaha Vedarthaha. This is the secret of the Veda. This is the core essence of the Karma Kanda of the Veda. This must be understood. This must be lived. That is how you become adequately refined to become absolutely refined. Give me a little more time. Let me finish this topic so I can do Gita class maybe in the evening today. Others who cannot listen to Bhagavad Gita class can listen to the recordings. Okay? I think let me finish this topic today. Yetade Eva Anushasanam. Yetadeva Anushasanam. Yetadeva Anushasanam. Anushasanam, we already understood as commandment. But now Shankara Bhagavatpada says, this is Ishvara Vachanam, Bhagavad Vachanam. This is instruction of Bhagavan. These are words of Bhagavan. See, Vedic teaching is Bhagavan's teaching. That's why we say Ishvara Vachanam, words of Bhagavan. Adesha Vakyasya. Adesha Vakyasya Videhe Uktatvat. See, the word Adeshaha is all, the meaning of, what is Adeshaha? Adeshaha also means instruction. Adeshaha also means commandment. Therefore, Adesha Vakyasya Videhe Uktatvat. As already the meaning of the word, meaning of commandment has been given to the word Adesha. Sarveshamva, for all these words also, Adeshaha, Upadeshaha, for all these words also, the commandment has been generally given as a meaning. Pramana Bhutanam Anushasanam Etat. Sarvesham va pramana bhutanam anushasanam etat. So the meaning of the word adesha has been already given as what? Vidhihi means commandment. So sarvesham pramana bhutanam anushasanam etat. Sarvesham pramana bhutanam anushasanam. The word anushasanam has two meanings. One meaning is commandment. It has already been given. Now here he says, sarvesham pramana bhutanam anushasanam means this is the core teaching. This is the essence of all the texts of which serve as the Pramana Grantaha, which means mainly Karmakanda of the Veda. This is the essence of the all Pramana Grantas, which serve as means of knowledge, specifically the Karmakanda of the Veda. Yasmat evam, tasmad evam, yasmad evam, tasmad evam, yathoktam sarvam upasitavyam, yathoktam sarvam, yathavuktam sarvam upasitavyam. Upasitavyam means kartavyam. So whatever has been instructed here, yathavuktam, as instructed in this section, yathavuktam, as instructed, as taught, upasitavyam, kartavyam, one's life should be lived as taught here, as instructed here, in this manner. Evam u cha etad upasyam. Evam u cha etad upasyam means what? Upasyameva. Don't go for any other interpretation here. Upasyameva means life must be lived in this manner, following these instructions, teachings. Cha etat na anupasyam. To make this teaching instruction more emphatic, make this instruction more emphatic, that one does not give it up. One should strictly follow this. Therefore, one more, again it is repeated. Cha etat na anupasyam. It should not be. These instructions should not be left without being followed. One must live one's life following these instructions. One should not give up this instruction. Na anupasyam, no. One should not remain without following this instructions. Iti adarartham punarvachanam. What is this repetition for? Punarvachanam adarartham. Repetition is definitely for emphasis, emphasizing the importance of the teaching, that the teaching will be followed strictly by people, that they should not take it for granted. Punarvachanam adarartham. Okay, very nice. See, the word adeshaha, literally we always take a strict instruction, commandment. These are all the meanings. So here already we came across the meaning of the word adeshaha as what? Yesha adeshaha. Then we understood vidhi is the meaning of the word adeshaha, commandment. This is the commandment. Means what? We should not question whether I should do or not. We have to follow. Commandment means should be followed. Why? Bhagavan's teaching, Bhagavad Vachanam, Ishvara Vachanam. And not only that, Pramana Bhutanam Sarvesham Anushasanam. This is the core essence. This is the essence, vision of the Karmakanda of the Shastram, which serves as a means of knowledge for knowing how we should live our lives. As it has been said in this manner, yasmad evam, tasmad evam means what? Tasmat, therefore, evam, yasmad evam means tasmat. Tasmat means therefore, evam, in this manner, yathoktam sarvam upasitavyam. Everything must be followed strictly as instructed, as taught here. एवं ओ च एतद् उपास्यम्, दिस मस्ट बी फॉलोड, उपास्यमेव, डोंट आस्क देयर्स एनी चॉइस, नो, उपास्यमेव, द वे ऑफ लाइफ as instructed here, everything taught here must be followed. Na anupasyam. Etat na anupasyam. And it should not be given up without following it. Iti punarvachanam adarartham. Punarvachanam, repeated utterance, repeated repetition is for emphasizing the importance of the teaching. Okay. With this, we have completed the 11th section, but before we enter into the actual teaching of the Upanishad, we have a mind-blowing discussion presented by Shankara Bhagavatpada, where he establishes jnanam is the only means of the attainment of moksha. It's called moksha sadhana vicharaha. We are going to have interesting discussion next class. Moksha sadhana vicharaha. Enquiry into the teaching that what is the only means of attainment of moksha. Moksha sadhana vicharaha, which you will see next class. Okay. If you have any doubt anywhere, please do text me. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.